Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of bipartisan senators releasing the details of the highly anticipated immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up in the House. Johnson urged by former President Trump not to vote for it. Southern California getting battered by a strong storm that started Sunday and is still going.
What's being described as a fire hose of water continues to unleash here. More than a month's worth of rain has fallen in the last 24 hours and won't stop until tomorrow. It has lightened up a bit this morning compared to Sunday night's battering, but a flash flood warning remains in place for over 4 million people here around L.A. There have been numerous flooded areas around creeks and on roads and small mudslides.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles County. A Michigan jury will begin deliberations today in Jennifer Crumbly's case. Her son Ethan shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School. She is the first person in the U.S. charged in connection with their child's school shooting. This is ABC News. More trouble at Boeing, the plane maker finding misdrilled holes in at least 50 undelivered planes. Dozens of strikes by U.S. forces in the Middle East, all in retaliation from the drone attack that killed three Americans in Jordan. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
There were a lot of targets hit. You're talking about command and control sites for these groups that are backed by Iran, intelligence centers, rocket and drone missile storage facilities. People will have heard perhaps Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the Quds Force. They have facilities inside Iraq, and they were struck. And so this was intended to put a stop to any more attacks on U.S. forces in the region.
And officials say more attacks are on the way. Bit of sticker shock for Girl Scout cookies. The annual sale starts this week, and some boxes could be going for, brace yourself, $7 each. One troop leader saying Girl Scouts aren't immune to rising costs either. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is down to four options for redrawing the legislature's district maps. Two experts hired by the court ruled out two sets of Republican-drawn maps yesterday. The experts did not endorse any of the versions still in play. Republican state lawmakers are moving through their latest $2 billion tax cut proposal. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce told a committee hearing yesterday the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, you know, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax-free and expand the state's second lowest tax bracket. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, February 6th, it's Phillips hosting Abbotsford for girls basketball. Join us on 103.1 at 7 p.m. to hear Jeff Hakenen bring you it all. Followed by Thursday, February 8th, it's Phillips hosting Marathon for girls basketball once more at 7 p.m. on 103.1, brought to you by Jeff Hakenen. And then Jeff Hakenen comes back Friday, February 9th for Phillips hosting Marathon for boys basketball once more at 7 p.m. on 103.1.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, of Glidden, went to her heavenly home on Wednesday, January 31st, with her loving family by her side. Carol is survived by her sons, Randy, Gregory, and Kevin, survived also by three grandchildren, further survived by three great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Dennis Schuck, of Glidden, and by an aunt, Marion Tim of Park Falls, and by many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 8th, at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden with Reverend Kenneth Lehners officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 9 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, Glidden. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's, Bonnie's Diner in Phillips. They are your hometown diner, serving American cuisine, breakfast, and lunch. Oh, folks recommend Bonnie's Diner because they serve great food. They have very pleasant servers, and the place is always neat and clean there, too. It's your traditional little cafe, and they support their community, too, and they are a proud Logger United sponsor, Bonnie's Diner on Lake Avenue, downtown Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Our high 43 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may see a little more fog again tonight with a low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Bucks hit a sour note against the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Utah, 123-108. The Jazz ending a three-game losing streak with a rally in the fourth quarter against Milwaukee. Doc Rivers on facing Utah's best defenders.
We anticipated it, but we thought we could make enough shots to keep their bigs off the floor. which is good.
Rivers, by the way, named the head coach of the NBA's Eastern Conference team in the All-Star game later this month. In Madison, the Badgers battled but lost to number 2 ranked Purdue 75-69. Wisconsin's Greg Gard asked if he still thinks they're one of the top teams in the nation.
Yeah, I think we're one of the best teams in the country. You know, there's parity across college basketball, and I've seen a lot of them now and played against a lot of the non-conference ones, and you want to compete with the best with the goal that you want to be the best. You know, it's not just about playing with them. You want to conquer them.
NFL, the Packers have hired former Rams and Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion to serve as an assistant coach on offense. Tom Clements, who turned 71 this year, is expected to continue as the quarterback's coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, boys basketball from Friday night, it was Northwestern topping Ashland 75-63. Hurley, they defeat Mellon boys 63-45. Sophomore Cooper Mikulski had 15 points for Shawamigan, but they lose at Stratford. Stratford wins a close one 46-43 on Friday night. The Solon Springs boys top Butternut 84-27. The Winter boys, they top New Auburn 85-82. The Edgar boys down in Edgar beating Phillips boys 61-49. Rib Lake was a winner over Newman Catholic 66-39. Auburndale topped Prentice 70-44. Other boys action Friday night, Lakeland over Pine 63-44. That was Rhinelander topping Tomahawk 61-24. Girls action Friday, Phillips, they top Edgar 74-23. Auburndale, they defeat Prentice 64-32. The New Auburn girls get a win over Winter Friday night 65-36. Great Northern Conference wrestling held over the weekend by the Lakeland Mercer individual wrestlers. A conference championship for Logan Gray Ives at 106. He wins it at 120. Justin Funmaker finishes in second at 126. Third place for Charlie Ernst. This is for the Lakeland Mercer wrestling team at the Great Northern Conference meet over the weekend. Victor Reyes finished sixth at 132. Fourth place for Ashton Bremer at 138. A conference championship for Jeremy LaBarge at 144. It was a fourth place finish for Tyler Christensen at 150. Third place for Tyson Scooball at 157. A fourth place finish for Tommy Howard at 165 for Lakeland Mercer. It was a fifth place finish for Kenny Thompson at 175. At 190, Carmelo Roche Veterneck, he finished in fifth place at 215. It was Leonard Chosa finishing in second, and at 285, Isabe Brown finishes in fourth for Lakeland. Girls wrestling, the Husky Girls Wrestling Challenge held over the weekend for Lakeland. Wrestling at 132, Mariah Lewis finished in sixth. At 152, it was Micah Wright finishing in fifth place. At 165 for the Lakeland girls wrestling team, it was Sracklin Peterson finishing in third. And at 235, it was Katie Loha finishing in third place. For Medford competing at that same challenge at 126, it was Avery Losowitz finishing as a champion at that weight class. And the girls wrestling at 132, Bridget Wesley finishing in eighth place. And the Lakeland Union High School Nordic Ski Team competed at the State Sprint Championship this past weekend at the Arians Nordic Center in Brilliant, Wisconsin. The girls and boys teams each competed in two-person sprint relays in skate technique on Saturday and an 800-meter individual sprint classes on Sunday. Congratulations to all the skiers who podiumed in Saturday's relays, including Tessa Fonger and Christiana Clay, who placed second in the JV girls, and Leo Rodar and Stella Meza, who finished second in the mixed relays. And on Sunday, skiers sprinted in a qualifier race, needed to finish in the top 32 of the 186 boys to move on to the quarter semifinal races, and four managed to do that in the top 32. Elsa Shockley placing 20th, Miranda Schneider placing in 13th, and Stella Meza in 7th, and the girls, and Leo Rodar 9th in the boys at the results from the weekend. The Lakeland Union High School Nordic Ski Team in action over the weekend. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Everything about health becomes much more challenging. That's what it is. And even your goals change, you know. Like in your 20s, you say things like, I want to look hot naked. And in your 30s, you're like, I want to look pretty good dressed. I'm not trying to get in good shape. I'm trying to get in a shape that nobody comments on. That's all. It's hard. Like, I work out a lot. Ta-da! This took a lot of effort. I'm disappointed, too. I asked my wife, I was like, honey, I work out all the time. Does it even look like a workout? She goes, you know, it looks like you work out, but, like, also that you never miss a cheat day. All right. That's accurate, but hurtful.
3, 2, 1.
If you can't get ready to play this game, you ought to take a hike.
It's a super weekend from the Superstar.
It's a super week we are celebrating.
98Q Country.
and online at 98qcountry.com.
Creek will rise at 98Q Country. Good morning, 27 after 7. It is a Monday. It is the 5th of February, and our wimpy mild weather will continue for another week. Might see temperatures struggle to get above freezing this weekend and next week. Nothing crazy as far as a cold snap coming. Nothing crazy as far as snow coming. I've been sarcastically saying to friends on the side, my number is 30. Said, we're going to get a 30-inch snowstorm. It's just going to happen. He said, is it coming? I'm just like, I have no idea. It's just, what? It's bound to balance out, right? Because usually when you don't get much precipitation, which we haven't had in the last couple of months, usually you get it all at once. RE California, yeah, right now. We're hoping that doesn't happen, of course. I guess if it does happen, I would much rather have it come in the form of snow than rain, because at least snow hits and just can then kind of just seeps, whereas rain just needs to go somewhere right away. But that's all speculation. We have warm weather through Thursday, Friday, with temperatures in the 40s today again, and a very light wind. Made a little strategical error over the weekend. Wasn't as bad as I did a couple of weeks ago. Have two couches in our basement that needed to go. They just needed to go. We have an elderly cat that we acquired about a year ago. And just through the years of having pets, these couches have been around, and they needed to go. But we weren't ready to commit to new furniture yet, because this cat is 12 and 13 years old. And you know, sometimes, you know, yeah. So we're not ready to commit, but they had to go. So one of the couches, the larger couch, was dispersed of a couple of weeks ago. I took it apart, and that was combined with a little virus and all that. It was just very not a good experience. So over the weekend, I decided, well, Joel, you're not a complete idiot. Let's
Let's try this again, this time with the smaller couch. Let's see how much pain we can inflict upon our body. You don't realize how well pieces of furniture are put together until you try to take it apart yourself. I mean, I'll say I had a pliers. I had, I didn't have a screwdriver. What did I have? I had a pliers. I had an X-Acto knife. And I had a hammer, just a regular hammer. I was ready for the sledgehammer outside, but didn't have to get to that. But you know, a few bolts here and there, a little whacking here and there. And it's out. It's apart, and it's outside. So I got it all done. The full couch and the love seat both disassembled. Believe me, nobody wanted these couches. And they're sitting outside. They'll be in the dumpster eventually. But now, of course, I did that. I was so happy. I was just, you know, gleaming with pride that I'm feeling manly. I'm just like, I did what I was supposed to do, what my wife wanted me to do. And then, of course, after it's all done, my wife, in passing, she says, "Well, now what?" I'm just like, what do you mean now? What do you mean now what? First of all, I need about 4 days for my body to recover from taking that couch out. And then she's like, "Well, how long are we going to wait before now that area of our house is totally useless? We have one chair there." I was just like, "That's not my department. I'm the destruction. I'm a destruction guy. You want to rebuild? Let me have you talk to somebody else about that part of it." So feeling, I don't know about you, but I'm with the warm weather, I'm feeling spring project-y. You know, I'm feeling like I should be doing something to benefit my home and stuff like that. So I hope you are too. Super Bowl week. Are you excited about the Super Bowl? I'm not excited about the Super Bowl. I'll probably watch it because that's just what we do. But not excited about it at all, I guess. You got two teams. The 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl in 29 years, but they had a lot of success before that, so I'm not going to go on the San Francisco side and say, "Boy, I want them to win one," because they haven't won one for a while. No, they're a spoiled fan base. They got a lot going on. And Kansas City is what Kansas City is. I will say it did hurt me a little bit to learn, and I thought I knew this, but I never really investigated it, that I don't know if you knew this, but Patrick Mahomes, his parents, his dad was Pat Mahomes, who pitched for the Minnesota Twins in the early mid-90s. And Patrick Mahomes was actually conceived and born while his father was a member and playing for the Minnesota Twins baseball team. So if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, I'm taking it as a Viking fan. I'm just taking a little slice in the corner of that. It's all I'm just taking, just a little leftover piece of crust. Can I have that, please? Please? Let's get our news and sports update now. Twice an hour we do it on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of bipartisan senators releasing the details of the highly anticipated immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up in the House. Johnson urged by former President Trump not to vote for it. Southern California getting battered by a strong storm that started Sunday and is still going.
What's being described as a fire hose of water continues to unleash here. More than a month's worth of rain has fallen in the last 24 hours and won't stop until tomorrow. It has lightened up a bit this morning compared to Sunday night's battering, but a flash flood warning remains in place for over 4 million people here around L.A. There have been numerous flooded areas around creeks and on roads and small mudslides.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles County. A Michigan jury will begin deliberations today in Jennifer Crumbly's case. Her son Ethan shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School. She is the first person in the U.S. charged in connection with their child's school shooting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters will decide 99 school spending referendums this spring. 10 of the questions are on ballots in February and 89 are on the April ballots. State School Superintendent Jill Underly tweets, "The sheer number of referenda in recent years is proof Wisconsin public schools are underfunded." People in rural Wisconsin are urged to learn CPR. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and many people in small communities live a long drive from a doctor's help. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Making sure that individuals, when faced with a cardiac emergency, know exactly what to do to help save the life of most likely a loved one is so important.
February is American Heart Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, February 7th at the Country Cafe from 4 to 7, it is St. Francis of Assisi's Furnace Fundraiser. There will be takeout orders only featuring chicken dumpling or chili, hearty sandwiches, homemade Kit Kat bars, all for $8. Again, that is Wednesday, February 7th from 4 to 7 at the Country Cafe in Fifield.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Also, the local sports notes in local games on Friday. Hurley defeated the Mercer boys 63. The Mellon boys 63-45. Solon Springs top Butternut 89-27. And it was Cooper Mikulski with 15, a close one at Stratford. But Stratford defeats the Shawamigan boys on Friday night by a score of 46-43.
Score great savings on your bathroom project now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Right now, get a Max Hanna white corner shower kit with a brushed nickel door for just $13.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
I love new country.
Why don't you save me the trouble? Well, that is for them. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station.
98Q Country.
That you're stirring the drink, oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago, baby. You're Bible, baby.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come and skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. Tonight, looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, are fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup for my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on the balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe.
Shawamigan alum Kevin Koski, he over the weekend ran in a Olympic qualifier in Florida. Now, we talked to Kevin about this a few months back, and it was a hot day from what I understand and read on social media about some of the events. But Kevin, nonetheless, he cramped up a little bit at mile 17 at this event, but he still managed to pull through with a respectable time. Did not qualify, which was the dream, of course. But he, many runners in the race, from what I read, dropped out of the race. It was so hot. And he is vowing to keep pushing. Four more years, baby. Four more years. Kevin, just a world-class runner. And will continue his trek. So congrats to Kevin and all his accomplishments. And we look forward to continuing to track him as he... as he is just an incredible athlete. And we hopefully we'll have him back on the morning show and reality radio here sometime in the next few months. That would be nice. We have wrestling tournaments getting going this weekend. Regionals will be all around the state. Our area wrestlers will be at Ladysmith, Phillips, and Shawamigan, so good luck to them. Upcoming this weekend, basketball teams are winding down their seasons, and we'll have coverage this week. We got Phillips kind of front and center this week with some girls and boys action. We'll talk more about that. And the Bucks continue to just stumble them now. Doc Rivers came in. I blame the ownership on this. I blame the ownership for throwing Doc Rivers into a tough five-game road trip. And now you throw in the fact that Damian Lillard's ankle is kind of not doing really good. So don't get real excited here, Bucks fans, about the Bucks stumbling right now under Doc Rivers. I think they'll be all right. You don't want to stumble too much further, though, because then you start dropping down to the 5 and 6 seed. You don't want that. But I think they'll be all right. They'll be all right. They're going to have a couple more games here. All-star break time is coming up in like a week or two weeks. So they've got kind of a heavy schedule. They'll be in action again coming up tomorrow, continuing the road trip at Phoenix. Then they'll play host to the Timberwolves on Thursday. And then back in action right away on Friday against Charlotte. So Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks struggling a bit. Struggling a bit right now, but they'll, I'm confident they'll get it going. If Damian Lillard can get healthy, I mean, just get him to the All-Star break, get him healthy, because that's the 1-2 punch. I mean, that is the 1-2 punch. If either one of those, Giannis or Dame Lillard, aren't available, then, of course, it's a completely different team. Did you see Taylor Swift last night on the awards? What was it, the Grammys? She won another one for what, Album of the Year or whatever like that? She's pretty good, isn't she? Yeah, she's pretty good. The NFL Pro Bowl was over the weekend, too. They don't play the real game. They play the flag football game, which I have no interest in. Some of the skills competition, I didn't watch it live, but I'll probably watch it back on YouTube or wherever they post that stuff. Fun to see the athletes. I like the some of the more obscure positions, like the long snapper, the long snapping contest, where they have to long snap it into certain things on a board. And just to see the individual talents, the punters. If you've never seen a professional punter or kicker kick a ball in person, it's jaw-dropping. I remember the first time that I saw a professional kicker kick the ball. And he kicked it, and I looked at him, and I said, is there helium in that thing? I mean, there's got to be helium, because you hit it, and it went up like a balloon. You know, you and I kick a football, and it just kind of goes, bleh. And it's just amazing. And the punters, oh, my gosh. So it is fun to see the skills competitions. I'm sure you can see those on your social media outlets if you missed them over the weekend. Our mild, wimpy weather continues. Details on that in just a moment.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Our high 43 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may see a little more fog again tonight with a low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 28.
Brand new country. I got you for the rest of my days. This is the type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Ooh.
Shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. Me and you, stirring up a little town.